dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12 string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
Welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. I'm your host. This is Debbie Dashinger. And this show was created for you to turn your dreams, your goals, your targets, your aims into your everyday life. I say don't just wish it or daydream about it, but actually take this dream as though it is Goddess's inspiration to you to move forward somewhere in your life, some piece of the puzzle of heaven on earth you're here to provide, whether it's just for fun and for free for you, or to actually change the landscape of the planet we live on and humanity. Dreams come in all sizes and shapes, but one thing I know for sure, if you were given a dream, it was given to you for a good reason. So know that if it was given to you, you actually have the power to make it come true. A little bit later, I'm going to be bringing on my guest. My guest today is Dr. Ellie Drake, and she's interviewed dozens and dozens of high-profile celebrities, experts, and best-selling authors, and she's been around for quite some time. I'm excited to get to know her a little better and see what illumination she has for what's going on in life today. I'm going to talk also about what your goal is. What is it that is singing to you right now to complete, to experience? And I'm going to ask you to fill in the blank with this sentence, with your goal. Every choice and every day that helps me achieve, fill in your goal, is a choice to be kind and generous to myself. Yeah. Every choice and every day that helps me to achieve this particular dream is a choice to be kind and generous to myself. There are defaults that we all land on, and I'll just give mine away. I always have these big dreams, like really big dreams, like complete recreation dreams of where I'm headed. And I know it's mine to fulfill. And my default is often overwhelmed because I look out at the vista of all it's going to take to create this dream and all the changes. And it feels like taking on a brand new career all over again. And often it is. It's actually that big. And I go into overwhelm, and then I go into resistance. Do you relate to that? Do you resonate with that? So my deal is about finding ways to supersede it. And I've gotten to the point in my life where it's kind of like Nike, just do it. I know, that's great. Thanks for sharing. I know you feel overwhelmed. I know that's your brand of fear of sabotage. And I know you're feeling resistance. That's great. That's not going to get us anywhere because that dream is still going to be inside of me. And it probably won't rest till I actually execute this. And there's probably great reason why I'm supposed to step into something. So I say all of this to you because if your brand is also overwhelm or resistance or whatever your fear of sabotage may be, just know if you just do it anyway, so much good will come, so much relief too. And the funny thing is, the ironic thing is, it was honestly never as bad as we had predicted. The resistance, the fear, the sabotage, nah. It really is, it's just a mouthful. It's just a mouthful trying to get in the way. And it's really, our dreams really is about us spreading our wings because we're meant to fly. We are truly meant to fly, and we do have the capability already. So whether it is for you a healthy body, a prosperous entrepreneurial career, a best-selling book, a vacation to Italy, whatever it is, The choice you make each day that helps you to achieve that dream is a choice to be kind and generous to yourself. And I don't know where you are or where you want to go with your life or how you'll ever get there, but I do know that when you aim at nothing, you're sure to hit it. Mindfulness is simply a matter of realizing where you are already right now. Where are you already right now? I know that dreams make life worth living. The dreams are what help get us through the worst days, the best days. Wherever it is, it can be a reason to keep going. That when we wake up in the morning, there's still the dream. We go at it again. Dreams are great because we meet other dream seekers. Truly, you know, they talk about hanging out with winners. And I know for myself, every time I've stepped into a dream, I'm amazed at who comes into my circle, who I get to collaborate and play with. When you are motivated and excited about pursuing your dreams, you will attract other people who have the same values and interests. And the more you surround yourself with high achievers, the further you go. Dreams are great because you're an inspiration to others. I get emails sometimes that cause me to have tears in my eyes because I do what I do because I'm called to do what I do. And I do what I do because I think part of my mission is to be an inspiration. But the fact that it actually inspires others blows my mind. And when I hear from people who write things like, I'm heading out to China right now, meeting with investors, starting my own company because of, you know, listening to your show, reading your books, Debbie, and here's your book on the way to China with me. I mean, I receive stuff like that that just moves my heart. And then let them go out and be an inspiration to others. That's really what it's about. So when you go and follow your dreams, you give hope to others who want to do the same. You serve as their example and a reason why they should also give it a try. And trust me, when they then give it a try, it's exponential. It's like the pebble in the pond, and it keeps rippling. We each inspire each other. Dreams are so important because no one's going to follow your dreams for you. And let's face it, no one's going to pursue your dreams for you. Everyone has their own dreams and their own goals that they want to achieve in life. So if you don't go for it, it won't get done. Go for it. Dreams are important because when you experience them, they really do create a happy life. It is a promise when you pursue your dreams. When you get on the path towards your goal, you start to see there's a really distinct change in how you feel. We often feel very happy living out our dream and quite proud. It escalates us. There is a confidence that rises, an excitement, an enjoyment, and a joy that comes with doing something we've always desired to do. So, dreams are important because we only live once. Well, at least in this body, in this incarnation. So if life is short, really it is, then why spend your days doing something you don't love? It is time to make a decision. And the decision is basically, I'm going to go for it. So again, I ask you, what is your dream? And fill in the blank. Every choice in every day that helps me achieve my dream is a choice to be kind and generous to myself. Definitely choose to be kind and generous to yourself. Go for your dreams. Well, I promise today I'm interviewing Dr. Ellie Drake, who is an expert in teaching ease of purpose from a physiological, emotional, and entrepreneurial perspective. As a doctor, visionary, and prosperity creator, she is passionate about applying her expanding insight to living in her potential. Ellie Drake is also the founder and visionary behind BraveheartWomen.com, the fastest growing global online community for entrepreneurial women. As a highly magnetic speaker, doctor, and successful entrepreneur, Ellie empowers women to take important steps toward achieving prosperity. At age 17, Ellie arrived in America as an immigrant from her native Iran, where she recalled huddling in bomb shelters during the Iran-Iraq war. She held on to the inspiration that is the American dream and has since become living proof of its power. Her website is BraveheartWomen.com. You are a great light in the world. So BraveheartWomen.com, it is so great to have you on the Dare to Dream show. I'm really looking forward on our conversation, How to Create with Ease. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I appreciate you, and thank you for inviting me.
Ellie, secrets. I'm looking for the secrets right here at the beginning. When you use the words creating with ease, really is a particular energy, because my sense is for most people, creating is about struggle and effort.
Yes.
So what is the secret to creating with ease?
You know, many years ago, Debbie, when I first started speaking English, I heard the statement that people in America or North America often said, which is, it's easier said than done.
Mm.
And then I would translate that and go, something feels off about that declaration. So I wanted to shift that, because inside of me, the feeling was, how about it's easier done than said? And so I kind of shifted that and, you know, created a whole series of programs about it's easier done than said. And what I meant by that is, it's easier to do it than to carry the burden of wasted potential on your shoulders. And so kind of went on with that theme for a few years. And then as I started to really grow internally more and more, I actually recognized it's not even about easy. Because easy is an expectation that we put on, you know, things outside of us. I wanted to focus on ease. Ease was more of an intention that was within me. It was about the state emotionally, vibrationally, viscerally that I was marinating in, I was residing in, and that I was coming from. And so I liked that so much better, and so the next few years I focused on that for myself, and I always kind of see myself as this kind of alchemist within my own laboratory. And so I started working with that and recognized that really there are three components, especially for visionaries like us, that are so vital, that has to do with physiology, purpose, and business. If I focused on allowing my physiology to be in ease as opposed to dis-ease, if I allowed myself to be connected with my purpose in a state of ease instead of in a state of resistance, and if I allowed myself to take action steps in my business with ease instead of with, you know, struggle, then combining all of that together, I was able to create a recipe that really felt like it had the space and the air of ease to it, as opposed to the emotional, mental dis-ease that often turns into physiological and biological disease.
Well, when you talk about the female physiology in regards to creating with ease, what actually goes on there in the physiology?
Yes. So one of the things I really explored with years ago was that actually a lot of the success formulas for men, and I have nothing against men, you know, it's not us versus them in any way. I'm not even a feminist, really. I'm just a visionary. But I did recognize that there was a difference in the physiology, and that, you know, the success principles, according to the male success formula, were more around a couple of hormones, and the major one was adrenaline. And adrenaline was that fight, flight, freeze hormone that came from thousands of years of training around the hunt model. Whereas for us as women, you know, we really come from the gather model, and gather and adrenaline don't go hand in hand, and yet there's oxytocin, another hormone that works really well with the gather energy. So I had to release all of my training, which we all have, especially on this path of personal development, around, you know, wanting to hunt for success. I had to release all of that, and I had to then open myself up to really being on this path in a big way, in a vast way, you know, not under the radar, not being apologetic, not playing small, and yet allow myself to come from the gather lead. And if I was going to come from that, then I had to commit to living in such a way that my brain was secreting different hormones and supporting the process for me. So I had to de-adrenalize myself. I had to let go of all the ways that I had mentally and emotionally that were activating adrenaline in my body. It happens that for men, that works. To a certain extent, that is, men can also be over-adrenalized and so forth. Yet for most men, adrenaline in business gives them a sense of confidence, a little charisma. You know, I can get this done. In fact, the power of positive thinking is based on conquering a negative thought. And for conquer, you require adrenaline. Whereas, you know, for us, if we have just a little bit more than needed in adrenaline, our cortisol levels will go higher, metabolism will be lower, our emotional state will become more constricted, and so it really puts us out of our flow. And I had to learn all of that and apply a whole new formula that worked for my physiology as a female, and then apply that to my soul, which is, you know, gender free, and apply that to business, and then create success that way.
Segueing, is that when you talk about the changing physiology and the different hormones, is that the importance of oxytocin?
Yes.
And is that what gets created for you?
Yes, so oxytocin is a natural hormone in the body. Both men and women can secrete oxytocin, except for women, it's just, you know, we're able to really train ourselves to secrete oxytocin in a much more, let's say, intuitive way. It's a natural hormone, you know, not to be confused with OxyContin. It's a natural hormone that releases in order to allow the cervix to open up so that the baby can, we can give birth to the baby. It's also the hormone that allows the milk to let down so we can nourish the baby. It's also the hormone that allows us to bond with the baby and be consistent during the process of it crawling, walking, running. And so it's the nurture hormone as well. So if you think about the birth, the nourish, and the nurture, that's really what we require when it comes to giving birth to our next level, when it comes to nourishing our business, when it comes to nurturing our ideas and our purpose. So oxytocin is a hormone that works really well, in fact, for the female visionary. And then there are many ways to boost oxytocin, very practical ways to learn how to retrain the brain to actually give us oxytocin so that we can really feel that sense of ease, which is the opposite of that fight, flight, freeze, and that with that we can be consistent, creative, connected on this path step by step.
It sounds wonderful.
Yes.
I'm there already.
Yes.
I like the idea of the ease, and I like being able to pull up something that is a win-win for our body and for our health and for our mindset to go forward. And here you are, so, you know, you're a very interesting amalgam of an inspiration, of an entrepreneur, of a healthcare professional. How do you marry all of those into what it is you offer to the world?
Yes. Well, you know, it's kind of just been, and you referred to it in different ways when you were doing the introduction for this call. I feel like if we really allow ourselves to be in alignment with that divine flow of our life, we will go in certain places and pick up certain gems. And then, you know, somehow we'll look back and go, my goodness, over the last 20 years, I cannot believe how this has just been so divinely orchestrated to support me in becoming who I'm meant to become. So for me, when I came from Iran, my parents being traditional immigrant parents, they said, you better become a doctor. You're going to be our retirement plan. And they weren't kidding, you know. So I went to school and I studied to become a healthcare professional, and a couple of years before graduating, I started to feel like that was really not my purpose. And I didn't want to be seeing patients every day and, you know, treating or fixing dis-ease in a way. I wasn't saying it in these words, and yet I was feeling, you know, I want to kind of pursue another path. And yet every time I shared that with my parents, they would literally cry and say, you know, no, you have to become a doctor. So I wanted to honor them. I graduated from school, $150,000 in student loan debt. I gave my diploma to my parents. I appreciated them. And very lovingly, I said, I'm not going to practice. And I joked with them. I said, you asked me to become a doctor. You never asked me to practice. And so, you know, they weren't happy about that for quite a few years. However, they're pretty good now. And so then what I did is I didn't practice, not even for a day. And I said, okay, so what am I going to do? I'm going to have to find what my purpose is. So I started speaking about, you know, finding your purpose. And little by little, I had like an audience of 5 people, 10 people, 15 people, you know, a couple of years later, 50, 60, 100. And then I started getting speaking engagements, you know, who is this immigrant girl who's literally just learned English over the last, let's say, 5 or 6 years, and then also graduated and didn't practice. And so we we kind of just, you know, got speaking engagements, and I started traveling around and speaking and doing my first book and CDs and DVDs and all that. And then one night I had this most crazy experience, Debbie. I actually really received the feeling, the intuitive knowing that I was meant to start a community with women. Because until then I had, you know, both women and men in my audience. And so I just really was like, I feel like my purpose is to start a community with women. And it didn't make any sense. In fact, my husband said, why would you want to do that? 40% of your audience are men. Mm. And I was like, you know, I just feel like that's my purpose. And I had a couple of other synchronistic events that really supported kind of me declaring that, anchoring into that. So I went in that direction, and I started a community back in 2009 called Braveheart Women. And then I said to myself, so what now, you know? And so as I started to look into and observe my own kind of process and other women's process, I started to feel like some of my science was kicking in, going, wait a minute, why are we so adrenalized? Why are we exhausted? Why are so many women burnt out, especially as visionaries on the path? Why do they get the spark, but then, you know, a few weeks later they lose it? Or why is it that as soon as a negative comment or a perceived or a real dart comes from the outside, women have a tendency to want to flee and go into hiding and not share their voice again? I looked at all that, and it really all came down to, this is the effects of adrenaline. This doesn't work for women. And the whole process started. And so then I started to bring in, you know, the science and put it into what I had intuitively felt and found on the path, and put it into some of the success principles in business that I had figured out. And, of course, I'm still, you know, always enhancing my process as well, and combining that into the physiology, purpose, business combo that I teach now.
Amazing. So for anybody who's interested, besides the BraveheartWomen.com, if you want to know more about Ellie's female success model, go to fsmwebinar.com. That's F as in Frank, S as in Sam, M as in Mary, webinar.com. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Ellie Drake. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. Ellie, you were talking about how you had this three-prong change and shift into success, and creating with ease and purpose, and all these positive thinking spaces you were creating for yourself and then for women leadership. So I want to get back to the prongs that you were referring to, and one of them was purpose. And with all the shifts that you've been through, and I so appreciate when you describe them as having pursued things and really allowed yourself to go places where you didn't have total clarity, and then you're receiving downloads that are directing you in your life and saying, I suggest you do this, even though maybe it didn't make sense, and now it does. So here you are doing this. What is it you feel your purpose is with everything and all the paths you've pursued? What is Ellie Drake's purpose?
Yes. I actually feel like we all have three components to our purpose. So if the word purpose is an umbrella, then under that umbrella we have our global purpose, then we have our professional purpose, and then we have our personal purpose. And our global purpose is really our connection to the change or the transformation that we want to see happen in the world on some level, whether it's our family, community, or the whole globe. So that's our global purpose. And, you know, that is to bring some level of harmony, cooperation, some level of joy, you know, and add that in a way that shifts and inspires the mindset of humanity to evolve and to thrive. So that's our global purpose. And our professional purpose then, it says, you know, great, now that I have a global purpose, what are the inspired action steps that I can allow? How consistent can I be? What are the best practices that I can allow in business? How can I market myself? How can I understand about social media? Or how can I understand about conversion? And how can I change my relationship with sales and money? How can I create prosperity of all kind? And in fact, in the context of professional purpose, how can I create financial prosperity with which I can personally thrive, and then the overflow of that can support my global purpose? And then there is the personal purpose, which is, you know, I'm the most important person really in this life. I'm not talking about a selfish way. I'm talking about a self-full way. Can I release my apology? Can I release my playing small? Can I release my fear of what others are going to perceive me as? How can I develop my skills? How can I blossom in such a way that makes me feel good about who I am and who I'm becoming? So it's really a focus, you know, that's turned inward, personal purpose. And so we all have that, and then we can have specifics. For me, for instance, Debbie, my global purpose, specifically it's about, you know, women collaborating. I'm not talking networking or exchanging business ideas or cards, and that's good too. I'm talking about, you know, releasing competition, releasing lack and scarcity, and really bringing our voices and our energies together to create something magnificent. So that is my global purpose. My professional purpose is to be a prosperity creator. It's to not be afraid of other people's perceptions and judgments. It's to create vast financial prosperity with which I can overflow in a magnificent way to supporting my global purpose to happen. And then my personal purpose is to become, you know, healthier, to feel better about myself, to love myself more, to be able to develop my skills of communicating, to feel like I'm a blossoming flower, one petal at a time it may be, and yet I'm continuously going in that direction.
What did you mean when you said, release my apology? I've never heard the words put together quite like that, and that caught my attention. Release my apology.
So many of us are apologetic about becoming who we're meant to become. You know, especially a lot of women, you know, we have a tendency to want to play under the radar, not want to shine our light so brightly because somebody else might feel like their light is dimming, or even, you know, not want to create in a big way because others might think that we're creating for the wrong reasons. I always feel like there are two contexts. There's a distorted context, and then there's a divine context. If you put the word money in a distorted context, then it could be greed or the need for power over others. Whereas if you put money in a divine context, it would be prosperity, overflow, the kind of influence that brings about change. So I want to step into divine contexts with concepts that normally women or most human beings have apology about, and say, I'm going to step into the divine context. I'm no longer going to need to explain where I'm coming from, because I know where I'm coming from. instead of always having to explain why I'm doing this and that I'm doing this for good, I'm just going to own it. I'm going to declare it. I'm going to, you know, soar and leap in that direction. I'm going to release my apology. I'm going to lighten my load, and I'm just going to declare who I am in that divine context, and then go on and on and on.
That's very potent. I hope a lot of people are really hearing what you said, because it is by great design that we were given our gifts, our proclivities, and our power, our inherent power to put those out in the world and be who we are. And we live in a, especially in this country, we live in a very interesting world that basically likes people to be certain ways, and that's comfortable. But
right.
People aren't all that ways. We are all different assortments of the rainbow. And when you put who you are authentically out in the world, I think it is incredibly powerful. And most of us can't resist loving people who are very okay with being who they are and what they've got. We honor that often, but we also put that down often. So when you say, releasing my apology, I hear you saying, I don't need to apologize for who I am and why I'm here, or the way I'm going to go about doing this with harm to none. It just is.
Correct. It is. And even if it is misunderstood, and it will be, and, you know, it already has. I mean, if you've been on any path more than 3 months, you'll probably recognize, whoa, there is some resistance to, you know, who I am becoming. And I feel like we just have to accept that not from a space of indifference or from a space of resistance, just, you know, accept it. It is what it is. You know, many of us as human beings think in different ways, like you said, based on our mood, we could be perceiving things on a daily basis. If I want to spend my days as a visionary focusing on managing how people are going to feel about me, I'll never get done what I am here to get done.
Great. So, you know, this is perfect segue. You teach a course, Ellie, on how we can release our vocal inhibitions. And I really feel like the chakra of the throat is everything about putting our gifts and our being out into the world. What are tips that you can share on how we can communicate our message from the voice of our inner visionary and not the voice of our inner critic?
Yes, yes, yes. And so, you know, I feel like there are three voices. First, the scientific aspect of it is we have the reptilian brain, and then we have the mammalian brain, and then we have the bigger part of our brain that's called the cortex. I call it the planetarian brain. So from the reptilian brain, which according to science was created 250 million years ago, which is really just about there isn't enough. That voice is always worried about there isn't enough and how can I get, you know, my piece of the pie. And then there is the mammalian voice that says, okay, there may be enough and maybe I'm not so crazy about just focusing on getting my piece of the pie, but I just want to get enough. I just want to get enough to get by. And then there's the planetarian voice that says, how can I release my worry and anxiety about not being enough? How can I remember the abundance that I am? And then from there, in fact, create vast resources, create overflow. In fact, let's create new industries. We require $1 billion for a new industry. Let's get together and, in fact, take action steps in that direction. I feel like the planetarian voice that's coming from the front of the brain, which is also called the cortex, is really that abundant voice. So when I hear myself being in a, you know, there isn't enough or I just want to get a little bit to get by, I have to realize that I'm coming from my reptilian or mammalian, brain. And so if I just shift into my frontal cortex, I can start to develop new synapses around being a lot more abundant. So that's one aspect scientifically. The other one is more vibrationally. For instance, in the female success model, I teach others to tune into two elements of our voice. One is our dolphin, and the other one is our lioness. And a dolphin is that joyous, vibrant, harmonious, passionate voice. And it's the opposite of the guppy. You know, it's not like, oh, hi, you know, I am little me. You know, that's the guppy voice. Whereas the dolphin is like, hello, I am here. I am joyous. I am big. You know, I am vast. And then there's the lioness. And the lioness is more of that oomphy voice. We have to recognize that we really have to be more grounded and say, yes, I am here and I am going to create. I am going to create with confidence. I am going to create with consistency. And so we really require those two voices. And as we have those two voices within us, you know, they'll develop this harmonious mix and they'll support us to rise above the small and the middle voice. From a brain perspective and also from a vibrational perspective.
Well, I'm about to roar here. I love that description. You're listening to Dare Dream Radio with Debbie Dashinger. If you'd like to join me after the show, please go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's DACHINGER.com. Or on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV.
MyBestsellerBook.com. The bestseller launch program team has long-term client credibility and 100% success in creating international best-selling books. Your book will become a U.S. or international Amazon bestseller guaranteed. You will get published and you keep all the royalties, even if your book is already published. Your book will be promoted to over 1 million of our global following. You'll be provided comprehensive reports, including hourly bestseller proofs during your launch. And you'll have book press releases and radio interviews and everything to create a tsunami of interest and knowledge about you as a writer and for your book. Are you ready to become a bestseller? Well, the Guaranteed International Bestseller is available for you at MyBestsellerBook.com. What a great investment, MyBestsellerBook.com.
Only a few will take a chance.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to DebbieDashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Dr. Ellie Drake, who is the founder and visionary behind BraveHeartWomen.com, a global online community for entrepreneurial women. I want to talk a little bit about some of the work you did on Braveheart because, my dear, you interviewed some really great minds and people of our time.
Yes.
So I think the first thing I want to ask you, Ellie, is how did you even reach out to secure this level of leaders when you interviewed them?
Yes. You know, again, there's several components. You know, if it is a part of the path and a part of the purpose, there will be some ease, you know, in creating those synchronistic events. And then the second part is about really being able to share your inspiration without attachment. I feel like when we get attached, when we need something to happen, it develops wings and flies away. I feel like we have to really know that without the things that we would like to see happen, we are still abundant. We are still amazing. Now, with that, if we can intend to create and not bring in need, yet just remain in that abundant intention space, that can help the process. And then the final component is being consistent. You know, no means not now. It doesn't mean no, never, or it's not a personal attack. It just means not now. So being consistent and allowing ourselves to not shrink or not constrict when we hear a no. So putting those together, yeah.
I want to just mention some of the names so people understand the caliber we're talking about, because in a way, you're very humble when you're saying this, and I appreciate it. I love the idea of no means just not right now and no attachment. I love that we can go after what we desire without attachment. We probably create a lot more. But let's talk about some names, and this is just a few of the people you have had direct contact with: Dr. Maya Angelou, Kathy Ireland, Mariel Hemingway, Marla Maples, Gary Zukav, who I love, and Linda Francis, Neil Donald Walsh, Lisa Nichols, Frances Fisher, Valerie Harper, Jamie Lee Curtis, Helen Hunt, Nancy O'Dell, Marianne Williamson, Robert and Kim Kiyosaki. Talk about that. What is it like? Did you ever get nervous around them? Did you feel calm and present? Did you ever freak out going, my God, I'm sitting across from this person right now. This is crazy.
Actually, I was so, so nervous when I interviewed Dr. Maya Angelou. I was at her house. And prior to arriving there, my assistant had asked Dr. Maya's assistant, you know, what does Dr. Maya like? Because Ellie would like to bring her something. And I'm so glad that Dr. Maya had said a certain brand of champagne was her favorite. So I had taken a couple of bottles with me. And when I went there and I felt Dr. Maya was like this ripple and vortex mixed together at one,
wow.
You know. And it was just so amazing. And I started to feel like my knees were shaking. And, you know, all the pictures that she had with all the amazing people like herself and so forth on the walls of this living room. And so we're sitting there, and I started to feel like first I had to go to the restroom. I was nervous. And when I went to the restroom, I was about to wash my hands. My knees were shaking so bad, I said, I'm going to mess up this interview. So I came out, and I said, Dr. Maya, could we have a glass of champagne, please? I'm very nervous. And she said, what kind? And I told her, you know, the kind that she likes. She goes, very good. And then she asked her assistant to put that champagne in the fridge because it was warm, to bring a cold bottle out. We opened the champagne. You know, I had a glass. We actually made a toast right on the interview. It was so precious to be able to have that time with her. And Debbie, I have to say, one of them, I think at the moment I thought it was a good idea. However, I still feel like that was pretty, you know, lovingly said, stupid of me to try to do that. I had memorized, you know, Phenomenal Woman, her poem, and I said, could I recite your poem for you? She goes, of course. And I looked into her eyes, and I started to recite her poem, and every word was a struggle because I was so nervous about forgetting. I didn't forget, however, I was just shaking at my core and reciting her poem, looking into her eyes, while she was making the hand gestures, like the curve of my, you know, arms and the length of my hair. She was making the hand gestures. And so that interview completed and so forth. And then I went to take a picture with her. I leaned a little bit toward her to take a picture, and she said, sit up. Don't ever lean on anyone. And only bow to God. And I said, yes, ma'am. And so I held her hand, and we both took a picture. And she was just that amazing and that bold and that just what a lioness. And so once I completed that interview, which happened to be one of the first interviews I did, when I first started to interview, I felt like I could interview, it was rather, quote, easy to interview others after that. Not that Dr. Maya was difficult. I just was so nervous, yeah.
What a story. And boy, did you start with a bang. I mean, that's no joke. And this is a woman I understand who really held her own. She would have parties at her house. And if anybody told a joke that felt off color, that was belittling of any type person, she would literally say to them, leave my house now. She was somebody who really honored humanity and loved people to such a great degree that she couldn't put up with that. So I can imagine just being in her presence. And I actually loved when you described the things she said because you had her cadence when you were sort of imitating her. I can really imagine her saying those things. So then I guess in every picture thereafter, have you stood up and held your own and not leaned into anybody?
You know, I have to say, I have perhaps taken thousands of pictures since that moment, and every picture where I go to just lean into the person a little bit in that feeling of, you know, I want to be intimate or so forth, I remember the voice. And so what I do is I make sure that my energy is rising, my energy is standing up, that it's grounded, and then with that, then I consciously kind of still move my head a little bit. So vibrationally, I'm listening to it, although physiologically, I'm not always listening to that.
Beautiful. Well, this is Dare to Dream Radio. Do stay with us. If you'd like to send an email, go to DebbieDashinger.com and write us, talk about the show. And when we come back, we're going to ask Ellie about releasing debilitating fears and what she next dares to dream. Stay with us.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Ellie, you told us this amazing story about one of your very first interviews being with Dr. Maya Angelou, yes. And the fact that you were even able to get through the knocking knees and the fears in order to still produce a great interview and experience for yourself. So over your entire life and career, personal, professional, I know you have a lot of experience with this. What is possible for listeners to release debilitating fears? What can you teach us and suggest so we can get over these to do great things?
Yes, and that is such a great question. I was just speaking in Trinidad a couple of weeks ago, and I asked the audience, you know, who would like to share your intention for why you're here? And a wonderful lady said, I'm here to learn from a fearless woman. And I said, would that be me? You mean me? And she said, yes, and everyone laughed. I said, because I really am not fearless. I don't know that for me, maybe it'll happen one day, and yet for me, I still have many fears. And I'm okay with fear. I really am. I don't feel like I spend, at least for the last 7 or 8 years, I haven't spent any intention units on trying to not have fear. What I have done is I have developed more and more of my emotional quotient so that when I feel a fear, I don't emotionally take the rest of me down to the fear and then marinate at the fear and then get stuck at the fear and then process it down a little bit more and kind of live there. What I've done is I've just noticed I kind of welcome fear. It's like a friend. I welcome it very neutrally. I'm not sarcastic, like, here you are again. You know, I don't do that. I'm just like, hello, hello, fear. And I just kind of feel where it is in my body. I breathe into it to start unraveling some of the stuck energy. And then I've just learned to kind of step through and walk with it and walk into my higher self more. I've learned what courage feels like in my body, so I step into courage, and you know, I do what I have to do, whether it's, you know, speaking or sharing and connecting and just everyday things on the path of my purpose. And often I have something that I call, you know, post-courage trauma, because I feel the fear, I embrace it, I tap into amazing courage, I allow myself to be there, I create there, and then a day, you know, or hours later, I go, oh my gosh, did I really do that? Did I really stand up? And then I have like some, I feel like it's post-courage trauma. Then I breathe through that and, you know, release that. And then again, start over at the next. So I really, you know, I don't have secrets of being fearless. I just know what it feels like to be very grounded, very strong, to be unwavering. I know what it feels like to not wobble. I know what it feels like to not flee. I know what it feels like to not fight. I know what it feels like to be grounded and step by step, imperfectly, go forward and experience progress.
I really appreciate your honesty in that. I so deeply resonate with what you're saying. Courage means doing something in spite of fear. And it's not that there is no fear, is what I hear you saying. There is fear, but you still take steps forward anyway. And I love the expression you used, where your attention units are. I've never heard that before, that you take your attention units off the fear and place them where you're headed. And I really appreciate the idea that there's after trauma. And I so get that. It's almost like the energy that wasn't acknowledged in order to move forward then gets its moment in the sun, gets to quake and shake and go, we just did that. That was crazy. So big dreamer, you've created so much already. You're still creating and recreating. And this is Dare to Dream, Ellie. So what are you, Ellie Drake, next Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Yeah, and that too shifts all the time because, you know, we are such an organism. It's not like we are this business plan with a 5-year, you know, borders and boundaries and exact goals. We really are an ever-evolving organism, so it does shift as we shift. And I have noticed, however, like an inside-out shift over the last few years. If you'd asked me that question a few years ago, I would share some authentic goals and dreams that I had that were big, you know, and I would share them with you. Here's what I'd like to see happen. Here's what I'd like to create. Here's what I'd like to intend for and take action steps toward. Here's the kind of timeline or deadline I'm giving myself for that. I would have shared that. However, now the most authentic thing that feels inside of me is that all of that is good, and yet the biggest dream that I have is so internal. It's so much about I dream that I am becoming the person that I am meant to become, which means the person who keeps on evolving, the person who chooses to thrive instead of just survive, the person who is developing her skills and becomes, you know, a communicator in such a way that I enjoy communicating myself. I want to make sure that I heal my heart so that I can touch others' heart. So right now, I dare to dream that my art of becoming will be so vast, so amazing, my potential so magnificent that, you know, in the years to come, I can really feel, Ellie, good for you. You know, you became, you're becoming magnificent. You became a shining star in a Milky Way. You celebrated everybody else's shining and brightness, and yet you didn't dim, you didn't try to overpower. You just became amazingly magnificent. Why? Why not?
Where can we find you? People who want to connect with you, work with you, follow you. Help us get to where you are on the web or social media or your webinar.
Yeah, so it's either braveheartwomen.com, which is our community for women, or my personal website is elliedrake.com.
Elliedrake.com.
Yeah.
Great. Are there still women who are becoming the Braveheart coaches and that sort of thing? I remember they were out in the world.
Yes, we have incredible women all around the world who really are becoming just so amazing. I mean, you know, I always say this is not about representing anything. This is not about representing Braveheart. This is about becoming your version of a Braveheart woman. And I also like the word Braveheart because it's not brave hard and it's not soft heart. It's Braveheart. And it's really that divine feminine and divine masculine combination. So we have incredible brave-hearted women all around the world who are coaches and anchors and who do gatherings and events and retreats. And it's just a joy to be journeying with them. And, yes, that is a part of the intention of the Braveheart community.
In our last minute here, Ellie, what would you like to say to listeners?
I feel connection is really the biggest asset for us, not only in our humanity, yet, you know, on our paths, in our businesses. I feel like as we go forward, really make it a priority to develop those incredible connections with others. Connections that are real, not just followers or fans or website subscribers. Really, you know, intend to have this blanket of love all over the world with incredible women and men who are visionaries on the same path, and develop incredible connections with them, and just keep growing those connections all over. And in fact, those connections will also support us in having more oxytocin, because that feeling of bonding will support us with having more oxytocin. It's that whole gather mindset. Mm-hmm. And so I would say really, you know, allow yourself to enjoy attracting, receiving, and developing connections with incredible people all over the world.
Thank you so much for coming on Dare to Dream today, Ellie. Thank you for inspiring us.
Thank you so much, Debbie, for the opportunity to connect with you.
What an honor. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified BARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a BARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your BARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and International Bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
If you're ready for classes on media mastery training to become the best at radio interviews and also at creating your book into a guaranteed bestseller, go to DebbieDashinger.com as well as MyBestsellerBook.com. I end today's show with this quote from Henry Ward Beecher. It is not work that kills men. It is worry. Work is healthy. You can hardly put more on a man than he can bear. But worry is rust upon the blade. It is not movement that destroys the machinery, but friction. So remember what Ellie taught us earlier? Take your attention units and instead put them where your dream is, where you're moving towards, and what you intend to create. It takes courage to begin your dream in the first place. Thank you so much for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?